time now for Inside the Huddle on WILO, hosted by Ken Hartman. This program will focus on area schools and all the sports they have to offer. Ken will speak with coaches and players across the region. Your participation is encouraged. Call now at 659-3338 to discuss local or statewide sports. Inside the Huddle is brought to you by Tony Theofanis, State Farm Insurance, and Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Now here's your host, Ken Hartman.
Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm Insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis. I am your host, Ken Hartman. This week's show is going to be a little bit different. We're cutting it down to 45 minutes due to our high school football broadcast coming up at 10 o'clock between Traders Point Christian and they're at Clinton Prairie this morning. That begins at 10 o'clock with Don and Carl. That's when we'll be going out to that here very, very shortly. This week's show, we've got Bob Garner from the Hoosier Gym. He's on the phone right now waiting for everything. And then we'll have Purdue play-by-play football guy Tim Newton joining us at 9:30. But let's get back and get the show going here. And we say good morning to Bob Garner. Bob, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning, Ken?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a great day. It's really nice outside. A little cool, but that's all right. We'll take it for this time of year. So.
Well, it's football weather.
Yeah, it is. And we got football right after this, so. got your book yesterday. Thanks for sending that to me. I got it yesterday, so. I like it a lot.
Appreciate the chance for you reviewing it.
Yeah, I like it a lot. I really do. So, what's been the reaction to your book, which is called from the movies classic Hoosiers: 11 Life Lessons? So, what's been the reaction to the book?
Oh wow, I have been so surprised. When I started it, I told Merv Kilmer, who was just instrumental in forcing me to stay with it and write the book. He's one of the volunteers here at the gym. I said, when I'm done, I said, if I'm doing it for myself, number one, and number two, when I'm done, if it influences one other person, it will be a success. And as you know, in the chapter 11, there's the story about a young lady who read an advanced copy, and I told everyone I could have saved a lot of money. I wouldn't have had to print it because prior to going to press, it had met all my expectations. But the overall response has been overwhelming. I have been shocked, but I think with everything that is going on in the country, Angelo Pizzo's writing back in 1985. Captured the life as it was in Indiana in the 50s, the era that I grew up in. And I think the book, in some respects, the reason it has been successful thus far has been it returns to some of those values, those core values that made Indiana and made America what it is. And so that's what I attempted to do, and so far the acceptance has been much greater than I expected, and I'm so thankful for that.
Yeah, I agree with exactly what you just said. It does go back to the core values that the state and a lot of people were raised with. The other thing I think is good, it's, you know, in this day and age when we haven't had much feel-good stuff to talk about or be around, I think it does that as well.
Well, I think so, because the movie in itself, 35 years later, it's a classic because it is a feel-good story.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a feel-good story because it takes you through all of the emotions of you know, hatred is a horrible word, but let's face it, the people in town they loved Coach Kidd, but they weren't too fond of Coach Dale.
No.
So it takes you from that emotion all the way through to see the excitement as they win the state championship. And all of those emotions and the change, for example, the final chapter on redemption is about the fact that all of the people in the movie who are redeemed from their earlier attitudes in the story to how they end up. And that's sort of the beauty of the Pizzo's writing, that he takes you through all those emotions, but he leaves you feeling really good in the end. No one feels any better. The two things, when that ball hits the bottom of the net on Jimmy's shot, that just culminates the book to me.
Do you think this movie stands alone on its own, or does it need to have a sequel to it?
I think, truthfully, now this is my opinion only,
mm-hmm.
I think a sequel would ruin this movie.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought, too, even though there's a lot of unanswered questions.
I think it is a stand-alone classic, and I don't know how you could beat the feeling that you have when you walk out of the theater from watching Hoosiers in a sequel. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
I would agree with that, but I just wondered if there was, because as you said in that last chapter, there's a lot of questions that get answered, but the problem is, would that have been better for the screen or what? That's something we really don't know, and I'm like you. I don't think it would have helped it.
Okay, the one underlying question there would be, did Shooter stay sober or not?
Mm-hmm.
And I address that in there when I talk about the fact that, you know, they're sitting out on the porch, and is he tired of hearing his old man talk about that missed shot? Well, the bottom line is, that question being unanswered, to me, is very important because it leaves you hanging, can you really make changes? You know, we talk about second chances and accepting change in the book, and to answer those questions, I think would not serve a purpose.
You know, though, what this book does is still a lot of these things that you talk about are still set in today's current, at least the smaller communities in Indiana.
Absolutely. You know, you can still, if a coach starts losing, they want to send him up the Monon line. And if he's winning, he's the king of the town. So that is never going to change. And that may be the beauty and the reason Indiana stands alone in high school basketball is we do have that Hoosier hysteria here. And, you know, here's a perfect example here in Knightstown. Under class basketball, we've had two teams make it to the state finals. But when you talk to people around town, what do they talk about? Well, they talk about that 1958 team that won the sectional prior to class basketball because we went into Newcastle, of all places, and won the championship. So sectionals back then, that's what set this whole thing up. And that's why we love high school basketball today.
You know, since you brought that up, I'll ask you this question. How much in your mind, I think I know the answer, but how much in your mind has the class basketball watered things down in this state?
You know, to me and folks my age, a bunch, but you talk to young kids today and who have not known anything but class basketball, they're still excited as about basketball as they were. And I think the one really good thing about class basketball, and it does show up in our All-Star game. We've had girls and guys come in here from 1A schools who were chosen to be in the Hoosiers Reunion Classic who have outplayed many of the 4A number one recruits that all of the colleges are after and shown themselves here. And I think that's the one element that holds class basketball together. It does allow a showcase of some smaller schools' talent on the state level. Go to that state championship day, that 1A game and the 2A game the last couple of years have been the best games.
Mm-hmm. They have been, no doubt about it. The last time you and I talked, you were starting to have some issues with the gym itself. You were having to get a new roof, and I think you had a couple other things. I can't remember off the top of my head what they were. But it looks like the Indiana Broadcasters Association has stepped up to really help you guys out, haven't they?
Well, it's been amazing. We just completed the work that we got under the OSHA grant. In fact, we had the final inspections of everything this week. Place is going to be great. Our utility bills are going to go down. We did not change the look of the building at all, which was important. But the Indiana Broadcasters Association, the one thing that they recognized when we first got hooked up with them because of the book was that we were closed for a long time after mm-hmm. the pandemic.
Right.
We've opened back up on a tours-only basis. Our attendance is way down. A couple reasons for that. The Hall of Fame has not opened up, and many people make the trip to our area because the Hall of Fame and the Hoosier Gym are so close together, they can make a one-day trip out of it. And if we don't have people walking in the door buying T-shirts as they leave, or leaving a donation, or buying a book, we hurt. And the Indiana Broadcasters Association stepping up and doing the movie up in Fort Wayne. We got another one at Tibbs Drive-In in Indianapolis on September 17th. And that money coming back to the gym is going to be just huge benefit. And we can't thank the IBA and Dave Ireland enough for the great work that they've done.
Now, you've had, what, two of these so far?
We've had one in Fort Wayne.
Okay, I thought you had one in Auburn.
We had one in Fort Wayne. No, well, Auburn, I say Fort Wayne because it was the TV station.
Oh, okay.
It was Auburn Garrett Drive-In.
All right, okay.
We're September 17th in Indianapolis, and then on September 20th down in Evansville. So we will end up with three of those.
So how does this make you feel when you, you know, when you got, you know, when you, did you have any idea when you got involved with this and took this over that it would multiply or come into this, what it has come into for you guys?
I was shocked at the response we got in Auburn, because when you think about it, it's a school night, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday night school night, the attendance was still great. People were there getting books signed, and that was huge for the gym. And then just the overall response when people get to see the movie. And, you know, the funny thing is a lot of kids today have never been to a drive-in. I was talking to Brad Long, who played Buddy in the movie. He's going to join me in at the Tibbs to sign books, and he was saying that his son and his wife were excited for that night because neither one of them had ever been to a drive-in movie. So you have a married couple years out of college who have never been to a drive-in. So from that standpoint, that's sort of exciting to get Hoosiers out on the drive-in screen.
You know, and the other thing is, I haven't seen the movie in quite a while because I haven't seen it on TV anywhere, and I just don't have an opportunity to really get out and about it in the evening that much. But I'd love to see it again because, as I said, I haven't seen it for probably 5 years or so or more.
Well, then we need to have a corrective adjustment on you. The rule is you have to watch Hoosiers at least once a year.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to do that.
I will tell you what, I'll loan you a few of the times that I've watched it.
Okay, all right, that sounds good. You know, you had said a few minutes ago that you just had tours only. When do you think you're going to be able to start having games back in there again?
Well, we've had a full schedule of games scheduled for this year starting in November. The only problem right now is I have started getting some cancellations. About half of our high school games are from teams from out of state.
Okay.
And the two games that I've had canceled so far are a case where their superintendent of schools are not going to let them travel out of state. Hopefully, as the trend seems to be getting better, that we'll have some clarity. I really feel deep down we're probably looking at a lot of cancellations prior to January 1st. And I hate that. I mean, it's devastating for the gym. Losing the All-Star game this year, if you can imagine a packed house, the Hoosiers Reunion Classic and the amount of money that brings into the gym, it's been devastating.
But now, have you got all your work done on the gym that you wanted to have done, or you still got something else left to do?
It is done, and it is fantastic.
Great.
I can't wait to start seeing utility bills, because when the roof was completed, you could walk in here and instantly tell a difference. The new windows, they don't leak. So the beauty of this whole thing was we did not change the looks of the gym at all, and that was the goal.
Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing, because the gym is what sells that thing.
And one other really cool thing is one of our board members is from Nebraska, taught out in Nebraska, is retired now, came here, in fact, ended up being the superintendent of schools here in Knightstown for a while. They just found a scoreboard identical to the one in the movie. In his, of all places, his wife's elementary school.
Oh, really?
And it is fully functional. We are going to have it mounted here soon, put it up on the wall. And the only difference between it and what was in the movie, the one in the movie was a blue. This one we're leaving in its red color because it matches the color scheme of the gym better. Right. But it is fully functional, and we just cannot wait to get it up.
That sounds
so
great.
They have three sports going for basketball season this year.
Yeah, that sounds great. Where is the book available for people who are interested in it? Where is it available at, or do you have to come over there to the gym, or can you mail it out, or how's the best way to get the copy?
Okay. Well, first of all, we'd love to have people stop by the gym and get it, because that not only does it help the gym and they buy a book, they get to see the gym.
Right.
And so we'd love to sell it to visitors. You can go online to 11lifelessons.com, and that's 11 spelled out, and buy it right there. Or a quicker way to get to the website is just the number 11 for life, and 11forlife.com will get you to the website as well. But I cannot emphasize enough that this, it helps the gym, but I really think that people will find it a benefit. And when I started writing it, I wrote it from the standpoint as I would have young visitors come to the gym. Young kids are all talking about it was a basketball movie, and I would tell them, no, it's a life lesson book. And,
that's right.
I mean, a movie. And out of that, it says, I tell them, if you learn the 11 life lessons while you're young, you'll have the foundation for a great life. If you make the 11 life lessons a part of your core values, you will achieve it. And I really believe that. And that came home when a young lady wanted to read an advanced copy, and we let her read an advanced copy of it. And she wrote me a letter, and in that letter she talked about how she had been having a weight on her shoulders. She'd had a tough decision to make, and she didn't know how to deal with it. And she ended that letter with, I needed this book when I didn't know I needed it. And that hit me right between the eyes, and I thought, my goodness, it doesn't get any better than that. In fact, I rewrote much of Chapter 11 because of her letter. And then I started thinking as I was writing, It really forced me to take time to assess my own life against the lessons I found in the movie. And truthfully, in many instances, I didn't like what I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time I put in a book, I realized if I wanted to be a champion in life, like the Hickory Huskers in basketball, I had to make some changes. And so it's not just something that I wrote for everyone else. I ended up writing it, you know, like I said early on, for myself, and it was written initially for young people, and the more I read it, and the more people have read it, realize it has an impact on adults as well. So from that standpoint, I'm very pleased.
I would say this book would be good for any age individual. I read it last night, and it's an excellent book. I really appreciate you sending me that copy, and I think it was well done. I really do.
Well, I appreciate that, and I encourage anyone that is interested to please go online or stop by the gym. And the other thing I put in the book, and I truly mean this, that Chapter 12 is you're the author.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not think that I was the only person that had a bright idea. And I encourage anyone who finds lessons that I missed to let me know, because maybe there's going to be a second edition. If there is, we'd like to add, maybe there's 20 lessons in there. Maybe Bob only found 11 of them. So I think just like anything else, everyone gets little hints out of things that maybe I missed. And I'm definitely interested in hearing those. Plus, I'm really interested in getting people's feedback on what they think and what the book meant to them.
Okay. Bob, is there anything else you want to add before I let you go?
No. The other thing is the Hoosier Gym is open from noon to 5 Sunday through Friday and 9 to 5 on Saturday. And please stop by and buy a T-shirt, make a donation, buy a book. Every bit of it helps the gym. And until we get back in full swing, we want to encourage people to come see us.
Okay. Bob, we really appreciate your time. Best of luck again on the book, which I think is going to be a tremendous success for you guys. Take care and stay safe, and we'll catch you further down the line, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That's been Bob Garner, who's turned author here, as he has a book out called Hoosiers 11 Life Lessons from the Movie. He's been our guest. We're going to take a break, and we've got another guest coming here at 9:30 this morning. You are listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agents, Susan Casper and Tony Theofanis.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning. Please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it. Right at your fingertips, we have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representative. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO wants to hear from you. Let us know your opinion by sending us an email. We now have a sound-off page at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Just go to the community page and click on Sound Off to submit your opinion. We've made it easy for you to sound off on the local issues important to you. You can also submit by emailing your opinion to newsroom@casperradio.com. Let us know what's on your mind. One more way we're keeping you connected. WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.